Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from the KOUG studios, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week, and hello to the weekend. Stevie Wonder.
I can't believe it's been that long since that we have never done this song.
I mean, it's amazing what I can still pick out of the library that we can, like, just, you know, get
work
people
for
grooving.
Intro. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody wants to know where Stevie Wonder gets his glasses. The problem is, he doesn't know.
He doesn't, yeah.
He legitimately, like, he has no idea what story. He just grabbed the first pair that he felt, because he didn't see them, and he was like, this is my image for life now. And he made a good choice.
Yeah.
He's got cool glasses.
He does have cool glasses.
Like, if Neo wore them in The Matrix, they would be even cooler.
It'd be even cooler if Morpheus wore them.
Oh, but Morpheus' glasses.
Then that'd be stereotyping.
Oh, that's oh, because he's black.
Yeah.
And, okay.
But then again, Morpheus' glasses were pretty cool.
They are the coolest ones in the entire Matrix cast.
Yeah, because they work just on tension on your nose.
Yep, I'm sure everybody wanted to buy those, and just how reflective they are.
Yeah.
Perfect for bikini spotting from afar, because that's totally what he
I
does.
I think they make reproductions of them where you can order them.
But they're like $1 million.
I think they're like 60 some odd, between $60 and $80, I think.
If I was getting paid maybe $2 an hour more,
yeah,
I'd probably spend that much on a pair of sunglasses.
I don't think I've ever spent more than about $25 on a pair of sunglasses.
You really shouldn't. Like,
they don't work any better.
The only reason I would buy Morpheus's sunglasses is because we keep saying this. I want my entire life to be a nice big pop culture reference.
Plus, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, and also that. So if you can get cool pop culture references to make up your entire life, like, what else do you need?
Yeah.
Social Security? No. Water? You could probably go 5 days without that instead of three. Nobody's...
you can stretch it. You can push it.
Nobody's completely exempt from drinking water.
No.
It would be nice, though. Like, that'd be the lamest superpower to just not have to eat.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of lame superpowers that you could come up with that... It's great. You have a superpower, but it will do literally nothing for the public.
No.
You can't go off and be your own special version of Batman because you can make cinnamon come out of your nose. That's not...
That could be handy.
No, there's no way that could... Well, wait. I just thought of one. All right. So, the situation... We're going to lay it out right now. The situation. You are in a dark alley and a man has a knife to your back. And he's all like, give me your wallet, kid. You don't want any of this. So you pull the wallet out and you slowly turn around. And then out of nowhere, sneeze right in his eyes. Cinnamon in the eyes, I've heard, is very bad.
Well, yeah. I was thinking, like, you know, you got the room of bad guys doing their little illegal weapons deal, like bulletproof style.
Yep, exactly like bulletproof.
And then, you know... Yeah, your little cinnamon man up in the rafters, and he, like, just blows cinnamon dust everywhere, drops down, does some sort of karate stuff, and takes everybody out.
He can make... Can he...
Grace basically like a cinnamon smoke cloud.
It would be even better if he could... Like, does he just blow cinnamon out of his nose, that's it? Or can he control the cinnamon once it has exited his body, you know? It's like it's like a phantom limb thing,
yeah.
You know?
I think that would come later comics, but...
Because
they would evolve the powers even further.
He has to practice. He has to go to the big Japanese mountain, to the guy with the long white beard, and he has to train for, like, 6 months, only eating rice... Punching boards. This is all a big Kill Bill reference.
Still haven't seen Kill Bill, so I don't know. Don't even start.
Berate Drew for not seeing Kill Bill amongst other essential films by calling us at 360-546-9500. You brought this upon yourself.
I know.
Be merciless.
I will
people.
Say this: another classic film that I just did see recently is The Breakfast Club.
Good on ya. Yes, and
it was okay.
Dippo. Greatest high school movie of all time.
That's true, but then again,
if we're going to confine it to a genre.
But that being said, there's not really a whole lot of competition.
No, not really, because other people have tried to make high school movies, but they've all been in the past maybe 8 years, mm-hmm. and it's all been involving 30-year-olds playing 18-year-olds singing the entire time. I dare not mention the film's name, mm-hmm. for I fear I will be struck down and smited. I will be.
That being said, we probably don't want to be reminded of it anyways.
It's too late. The image is in my mind. It's like...
Well, don't share it with the rest of the world, then.
It's...
Take this one for the team.
You really don't think anyone else is gonna... This is like the equivalent of me saying, and then he said the C word. You know what I'm talking about. But it's in your head now. That's why censorship is dumb. Let's get on this whole thing. Because if you're just gonna go ahead and say the C word... Just like that, you're just putting the word in people's heads now.
You're finding a loophole in saying something or not saying something.
You are incepting their minds while they're awake. It's awful. It's like the don't think about elephants thing, except it's one word and it's way more fun to say.
Yeah.
And you can do nothing but let that just fester in your mind. It's like, oh, great. Not only do I feel awkward because this person isn't treating me like an adult, but now I have to sit with this word in my head until I can find the nearest opportunity to say it out loud when I'm not in this library.
Or in public or anything like that.
Or anything like that. I say so many bad words when I am not in public spaces.
Yeah.
I would probably... Just go ahead and be, here, you have this certificate that says you have Tourette's now. We can't tell the difference because you say the C word so much.
You just got to develop some sort of, like, little twitch thing.
When you're making a, like, you're just making a sandwich and you're just saying a C word, F word, over and over.
You cut your crust off and you're like, we can't get into it.
No, you can just go ahead and do you protect the ears of the masses by the first letter and then adding a word to the end of it, because that's a totally acceptable alternative.
Mm.
I don't know why I'm so, I know why I'm so mad about this, because it's people telling me what I can't do, and don't even go there, because I will revolt against your system. I will find a way. Even if I'm, like, chained on a table or something, maybe I'll pee my pants, because that may be the only course of action I can take, but at least it's something. It might get me somewhere. Maybe it'll make the chains looser. Maybe eventually they'll rust away, and I will no longer be held down in such crude ways. Which, why are you chaining people to tables anyway?
I don't know. There's much better things to chain them to.
Yeah, like a post or...
An anchor.
Yeah.
That's morbid, but...
That's how they think Jimmy Hoffa went down, right?
Either that or he was, buried in Giant Stadium or something like that. I've heard that.
Oh, yeah. The thing where, like, they ground him up and put him in concrete mix and then
used him
in a foundation.
Yeah, something like that. They used him in, part of the concrete, which they did a Mythbusters testing of that, but... If Jimmy Hoffa was buried in Giant Stadium or whatever it was.
How do you Mythbust that?
Basically, the myth was that they kept his body whole and they just dropped it in the liquid concrete and poured the rest of the concrete over the top of it.
Oh.
So they used,
the wrong way to do it.
I know. So they used some ground penetrating radar over the entirety of what they could find and seeing if they could find some sort of mass.
Oh, so they actually went to the... See, that's not myth busting. That's just detective work.
Yeah, but they used science, so...
The police Detective O'Hara was down at the station. He is all like... Lieutenant O'Hara, and he's talking to Captain McNulty, because every cop is Irish, and he said...
I was going to say O'Donnell, but...
any Irish name you can think of is told. It's a police officer automatically.
Say O or Mick, and then insert a name, and then your Irish name.
Mick Jagger, that doesn't work.
No, that
but,
doesn't work.
Mick Johnson...
Always a thing.
Jerry. Jerry McSeinfeld.
Yeah.
That's stealing someone else's bit. But no, that's just the lieutenant running into the captain's office and he's like, "Captain, we can't find anything. What do we do?" And then the captain does the only thing we can do, turn to the camera, sunglasses off, call the Mythbusters. And then it's like, montage, Mythbusters get in a van with all the radars and stuff. And they go to the stadium, and then they scan the whole thing, and then they go, yeah, we found nothing. So this whole why did you put us through this whole montage then?
Because we had to stretch out the hour.
Because montages are fun?
Yeah.
One day I will be in a montage, and I will enjoy it thoroughly. So what did they conclude? I think I already know.
That his body wasn't buried there.
Ta-da.
Yeah. Big surprise.
Why is Jimmy Hoffa such a big deal again? It's a mob thing, right?
Yeah, he was this big mob guy, and then all of a sudden he just disappeared.
Yeah, there was a thing like last year about... they thought they might have found him.
Yeah, it's...
But was it another dude or just a false alarm?
I think it's just... it's the Loch Ness Monster kind of thing.
Oh.
You know, how much... every couple months there's some sort of... just, you know, some sort of program on the Discovery Channel, Nat Geo, whatever, saying, is, you know, proof of the Loch Ness Monster, ...
Discovery Channel, History Channel, everything except what's in our title.
Yep.
But
National Geographic even has succumbed to it once or twice.
Oh, no, no. What are they airing?
No, not right now. No.
Oh.
Not, as in they did a special on the Loch Ness Monster one or two times.
Oh, okay. Well, Nat Geo gets a pass then because it's Nat Geo.
And they're telling a story. They're not saying, hey, we found it, guess what, but we're not telling you.
Yeah, also,
until the end of the hour.
I feel extra douchey for saying Nat Geo.
Yeah, it's easier than saying National Geographic.
Yeah, but I'm gonna stop that now.
Okay.
Only full words from here on out. Speaking of mob things, Mike Rowe did an AMA.
Yeah,
I don't know if you read it. Did you?
No.
Did you read it on Reddit?
I have not been on Reddit for a while.
That joke didn't work. Are you quitting it?
No, I just haven't had time.
Oh, okay. But yeah, you're gonna get back, but I need to get my fix. But I'm just I'm on vacation in Cancun right now. Wait, they totally have this stuff in Cancun.
Cancun would probably be the go-to place to get some.
My nose just made an amazing squeaky sound. That's never happening again. I think I just had like a particularly well-angled snot bubble, and it just the air passed over it.
Squeaked up as it went up your nose.
I'm gonna try it again. Ready? Nope, can't. Okay, done forever. No, okay, so Mike Rowe did an AMA, and I don't remember what somebody asked him, but I think it was what was one job that you wanted to do, but you couldn't.
Oh.
It wasn't – he couldn't actually think of anything, but there was one that I believe he almost couldn't do. He wanted to know what it would be like to work at a meat rendering facility. Mm. That's just a place where you take all your dead animals and you throw them into a gigantic garbage disposal, and then whatever comes out at the end is what you put in hot dogs.
I was going to say McDonald's.
Their chicken nuggets aren't actually chicken.
Oh, God,
it's
at least – isn't it the statistic is that it's at least 75% chicken? You don't know what parts of the chicken it is, but it's at least 75% chicken.
It's still a really disconcerting statistic, though.
I know.
I want at least...
No, actually, I think they recently came out there and said, oh, yeah, no, we're 100% real chicken now.
Ew.
Which means, what was it before?
Oh, God. 100% real chicken now.
Yeah.
If it was said like that, I'd just get the chills and never go there again. But I still got to go back for the fries.
Yeah.
Like, I still...
Although Burger King's catching up with the fries.
King, really?
Oh, yeah. I had Burger King yesterday, and their fries were actually quite good.
Really?
They were thicker than McDonald's fries, but they were equally crunchy and salty.
Huh. Well, I might like that then, because, you know, I've gone through the transitionary period of liking mashed potatoes at one point in my life. I don't know when the point happened where all my taste buds decided to change their mind about everything except root beer. Still hate that stuff. Hey, I know you got that here, but you can keep it over there. Drew has a root beer that's like an entire liter. Is that a liter?
Yes.
Gross. How are you doing this to yourself?
It was the exact same price as the 20-ounce bottle.
It was worth it.
Yeah.
But, like, the only way, like, you could feel...
And because I'm not going to pay 10 cents less to get bottled water. I'm not going to pay $1.50 for water.
No, just steal the water from
someone.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have to buy water.
Yeah, I don't remember what my original point was.
Anyways, taste buds changing.
Mashed
potatoes, french fries.
Yeah, and then I have to, like, make the connection back to Jimmy Hoffa. Okay, so I'm hanging on to these thoughts.
Micro, AMA.
It hurts.
Mob.
No, I'm still doing the french fries thing.
Okay.
It's
I thought we were backtracking further still.
No. Okay. I don't want to go back to there yet.
Okay, you're taking a pause.
Boy, this show's a real sizzler. Get it? Because burgers and
French fries.
I don't care.
Anyways.
So I used to not like mashed potatoes, which, right. like, in conjunction with that, that also meant that I did not exactly have a passion for super thick French fries. Mm. Red Robin's French fries can go to hell. They are not... They are not as fantastic as ever. Sure, you get bottomless fries, but...
I get the garlic fries.
Yeah, that's what I need to tell... I don't go there that often, but yeah, I always forget that they have garlic fries.
The last two times I've been there, I've been severely disappointed, and so I don't plan on really going there anytime super soon.
Because of the garlic fries
or something
else?
No, just the service absolutely sucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like last time Teresa and I went there, we ordered chicken strips and fries.
Uh-huh.
It's not a hard thing to cook up. But in the time it took for them to cook our food, another group got in.
I got a request. Can you do this whole bit as Gordon Ramsay?
No.
Without saying the... Okay.
No, because I would have to say words I can't say on the radio.
You can replace them all with donkey.
And I think he's more talking about the kitchen staff rather than the wait time.
Okay.
But basically...
Yeah, you have no idea what the kitchen staff was thinking.
No.
All right.
I don't know that they were.
Oh. Go on.
I'm just saying, because another group came in. It was like a group of like five or six guys. They all came in, all got their drinks, and already got their meals and ate half of it before we even got our food.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Did they have a different waiter than you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's
why.
That's where the problem lies.
Exactly.
That's a bummer, dude.
Yeah, so...
No tip, I imagine?
No.
Nice. It sucks that you have to do that to people.
Oh, yeah. No, I have no problems doing it.
I mean, the whole tipping system, if you just go ahead and watch the first 10 minutes of
Reservoir
Dogs.
Kind of Reservoir Dogs kind of thing.
It's exactly like Reservoir Dogs. Yeah. It hasn't changed from when that movie was made.
No.
It's the exact same way. It's a crappy way to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
And, sometimes you get lucky and you get really awesome tips, but it sucks that your income has to be based on luck.
Yeah.
That's not how life should be lived.
If you do a good job, odds are you'll probably get a decent tip.
Yeah, but some people are just dicks, and it does not work out that way for you.
Right, but a higher percentage of people do tip.
Yeah, but anyway, I don't like thick fries because it was like too much mashed potato for me. But now that I like mashed potatoes again, I like thicker fries a little bit more, but they're still on the bottom tier of French fries for me.
The Burger King ones, they aren't Red Robin style fries. They're like the McDonald's ones, but they're just like a little bit wider.
They're square cut.
Yeah, they're square, but they're a little bit bigger than McDonald's.
Okay.
You know, all the dimensions are scaled up slightly.
I don't know. There's a thing, like, I think, in terms of fries, it's a tie in between McDonald's and Wendy's for me.
Hmm.
I don't know when the last time you'd been to a Wendy's.
It's been a while.
Yeah, but stop by there sometime, because it is good stuff. And, I think their fries are, like, dead even in terms of quality with McDonald's.
Fat-based Cajun fries, though. Those are good too.
Ugh,
that's going
so
down.
So spicy.
That's good.
Yeah, but you from an early age, you burned your taste buds so much.
I can taste it just fine.
It's crazy.
I've just conditioned myself to accept it.
Which you have accepted the ways of the spicy food. You are now one with the spice, together with the Cajun ramen. Is there spicy ramen?
I think there is. I don't like ramen, though, so.
Oh, okay. Well, if you put sriracha in your ramen, would you like it?
Probably more than if it didn't have it in it.
Okay. and then, well, I sure don't know what the connection was from meat rendering plants to... Oh,
McDonald's.
Wait. Okay, let's track it backwards, ladies and gentlemen. We ended up comparing French fries between major corporations, which yay for us for sponsoring them, I guess.
Or telling you where not to go.
That too. I mean, we trash people pretty regularly around here. And corporations, because you're people, you are no exception. and so that went back to like McDonald's
isn't real food.
May or may not be actual meat. And that goes back to the meat rendering plant, which goes back to Mike Rowe. The reason he had so much trouble getting into a meat rendering plant was because of the mob.
Mm.
They're heavily into it. Like, it's still...
I see where this is going, but I'll let you continue.
It's still that much of a problem that they actually have their fingers in meat rendering Or general grinding organization.
Okay, that's not where my mind was taking this. I was picturing like he'd be working on the line and like there'd be leg of a cow and then, you know, like, you know, the lower, you know, like somebody's arm just kind of comes down the line into the grinder, just just bits and pieces just kind of come rumbling along, and the workers there are just like, eh, whatever. And he's like, what?
Was that an arm? What is that? Don't ask questions if you know what's good for you.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
That's that. No, he would do that as a bit, though.
Oh, yeah. They would have a fake arm come down or something like that.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, but I think, like, he was actually being denied requests to film at these places.
Which means that there's a possibility that my imagination is what's happening, and that's why they don't want him there.
Maybe. But, like, if you're probably just a crappy mob boss if you have to hire someone else to grind your bodies for you.
Yeah, there's much more efficient means of disposal.
Yeah, I mean, you watched Snatch a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
with me. Yes. And the main antagonist in that movie, he's a funny looking dude.
Yeah,
really. He's got like the thick Coke bottle glasses that you almost can't quite take him seriously. But the way like he moves his mouth like
it's really really big.
You're on thin ice. And, like, that's his, like, the bottom teeth to stick out.
Like, he has to show all of his gums.
Yep, it's like he's smuggling piano keys. but his main method of getting rid of competition, let's say, what he would kill
people. Yeah, people who displease him, let's say.
Oh, yeah, they didn't take the offer.
Yeah.
Or there's so many things we could call this, but we won't. Rambling, not us.
No. And mild spoilers lie ahead, but it's an old enough movie, so statute of limitations is gone. So
yeah,
proceed at your own risk.
I wonder how old it is.
I think it's 99. Anyway, so basically what he does is he takes the bodies, he'll chop them up into, what, 12 or so?
Oh, I remember his method, actually. Yeah. I've only
seen it once, so.
I don't remember his character's name. Maybe I'll find it. But the movie was made in the year 2000,
okay,
by the way.
That was close.
Which, I don't know why it's relevant that... I guess for some reason they have a period at the end of Snatch. Like, it's Snatch, period. Is that for dramatic things?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. Okay, so Bricktop is the name of this guy. Mm-hmm. His main method is taking the body and cutting it into 6 pieces.
Okay.
So legs, arms, head, torso. You pile them all in a rug. You wrap that up. Take that to an undisclosed location where you grind it up. Pick out all the teeth, and then feed it to this lovely pig farm that you just happen to have.
Yeah, because the teeth will tear up the pig's insides, so you want to take out the teeth.
I don't remember if that's what he said.
But that's probably why.
Yeah, it's a better reason, really, than what I was thinking was, you know, they could find the teeth later.
Dental records, yeah, that too.
In the pig poop, which I don't know... Actually, you know, in the pursuit of justice, somebody has to be willing to dig through pig poop to find human teeth.
Double up on your gloves and just...
Woohoo!
Or you could just, you know, set it on some sort of grate and just hose it down until, you know, the...
Oh, that's a way... Yeah.
Put on, like, some sort of wire mesh and just... The bone will stay there, but the rest of it will wash away.
It's like you're panning for gold, except it's teeth. That might be gold, but most likely not. But if it's the mob,
I don't know. Anyways,
we came up with a pretty efficient method for that. Proud of us. So, all you criminals out there,
send it to CSI.
Yeah, they can actually do something realistic on their shows for once.
Yeah, it would be a good change of pace.
Have you seen the clip of I don't remember which CSI it is.
It doesn't matter which.
It really doesn't now that I it's silly that I even question that. But there's a scene where it's these two people. They're working in a computer lab. They're researching they're researching a felon for some reason. It doesn't matter. Point is, all of a sudden, all these random pop-ups for penis enlargement and skull and crossbones keep coming up. And, we are getting hacked, is what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So she's all like, he's too good. I can't hack him. So the other guy so she's using one hand on the keyboard and he's using... another hand on the keyboard, so it's two hands from two different people on the same keyboard fighting this hacksaw, I guess. It is the dumbest, one of the dumbest so dumb. It's one of the worst things, being so into the whole technology scene and realizing how wrong everybody in the film industry has it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, one of the best, a real use of technology being done correctly is in the new Tron movie, Tron Legacy. Like, the guy, when he's stealing their OS.
The new operating system, yeah.
Yeah, when he's stealing that, when the guy is trying to control it at that super awesome computer table, and he's got,
I want one of those. Those
yes.
are awesome.
Yeah. Like, I look forward to the day where I can just, my desk is the computer. That'd be so great.
Theoretically, it wouldn't be too much of a stretch from modern technology.
Not
it's just
really.
Taking current iPads and just making them bigger.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's kind of already been developed, too.
Yeah.
Microsoft had something at E3, I think, 2 years ago. Mm. But it might have just been like, look at the things we can make because we have all your money. It might have just been a thing like that instead of this is what we're going to give to you in 3 years.
Or it's like concept cars at auto shows. They'll be like, oh, yeah, look at all this cool technology that you're never going to get to buy.
Oh, yeah, what is the that is so mean. It's like waving it in your face. It's like, here's what we can do, but no, take it away. Way we're just gonna hide it in this vault it's also made out of money.
Yeah, or they'll be like, oh yeah, this is coming out in 3 years, and then 2 years later, yeah, no, we changed our minds, that's not coming out at all, we're gonna come out with something else instead.
It's torture, really. Yeah. I mean, do you feel pain when they take those things away?
Oh yeah,
because
especially you get excited for certain things.
Yeah, that happens to me too, but like in slightly different ways.
Yeah,
because like when Oculus Rift was happening.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh my god, everything's coming true, and then Facebook bought it, and I was like, damn it.
I know.
Everything's
I was
done.
On board until Facebook bought. I'm like, see ya.
Oh, I just thought of a thing. Okay, speaking of technology, which relates to science.
I wondered if we were going to bring this up.
That was way too
loud.
There
was no way we could not talk about
this.
Well, we technically did.
We, as in the human race,
okay.
Landed a robot the size of a washing machine on a comet.
Yeah, successfully. And it already transmitted images back.
What do they look like? It sucks that they're not color, but...
No.
I mean, so have they been... Are they more than those images that of it landing?
I think there was actually images from the surface.
Oh my god, where?
I don't remember. I thought I saw them on Reddit or online somewhere.
This doesn't seem like as big of a deal to people for some reason because it wasn't done by NASA.
Yeah.
I guess.
I was watching the night it happened, my dad was watching Craig Ferguson.
Yeah.
Was he
covering it?
He was talking about it. He was like, basically, you know, the European Space Agency successfully landed a rover on the comet,
uh-huh.
which everybody else is going, there's a European Space Agency?
Oh, Craig's such a cool...
I know. It's sad that he's leaving in December.
Yeah. December?
Well, December's his last month, and then he's off.
Crud. Man, I wonder who his last guest is going to be.
I don't know.
Better be a real goodie.
Real doozy.
Like Bill Clinton.
God, can you imagine the two of them talking together?
It would be so good. So, Bill, I heard that you're making a new album. Yeah, it's pretty great. I don't know. Like, he's played the saxophone before on, like, the Arsenio Hall show.
No.
And, like, somebody dubbed, I think, Arcade Fire over it or something. I don't know. It's like that. This is, since we seem to have moved past this, are we done with the science?
No, we can go back to it, but...
I'll bring the song back later, but okay, so it's like that song. Okay, so this segment is called Guess the Song. No music for it because it's not gonna help, but there's like a song with like it has saxophone in it that goes sort of like this, and if you and if anybody listening recognizes this song, please tell me what it is at 360-546-9500. I tried singing this into SoundHound. It didn't get it because it's so weird. All right, so the saxophone is just like, and like in the background there's like a chorus of people that I think they're like pretending to be foxes, and they're going like something like that. I don't know. The pitch is completely off.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're doing.
It sounds I don't know either because I don't get the song. I need to know what it is, but it's like somebody had that. It was Bill Clinton playing the saxophone with sunglasses on the Arsenio Hall show. It was super awesome.
Well, then just Google that. Bill Clinton playing the saxophone. Or
okay.
Something like that.
Bill Clinton saxophone dub, maybe? I don't know. It wasn't that song, though, because... Why is the... Internet, what are you doing?
Well,
why is the first thing that came up... Oh, God. It's an art... Okay, I Googled Bill Clinton saxophone dub. First result is from Salon.com. It's from 2002, titled, Why Blacks Love Bill Clinton. What are you doing?
That's horrible.
What is going on here? Why? No. That's just... What?
Doesn't even make any sense.
I didn't know that this was, like, even a thing for people, but why are you writing about it?
That's, I don't know.
It's unimportant. It's not...
I'm back in 2002, so he was already out of office and everything.
Not relevant.
Even at the time it was written, it wasn't relevant.
Salon.com? Dumb.
Blacklisted.
No! What are you doing? This is definitely our last show.
You know what I mean.
I know God, what you
why
mean.
Why does everything have to turn into a race thing with you?
It's always... I don't... You misunderstand me. I don't see your race. Everyone is a beacon of light to me. Just with different accents.
Is that why you squint at them so much? Is because you're blinded by them?
Shut up. Yeah, well, that's just me trying to not make eye contact with people, because that's just how I live my life.
Oh, I just figured it was just you being unhappy and grumpy at them.
This, okay, so what I meant to say was this result didn't turn anything up for me. There's nothing here.
This is a real professional show.
Oh, today. Isn't it, though? Look at... Oh, my God. Thank you for sticking with us, if you actually are still there. I don't think I'm going to find that song.
No, it's okay.
My original point was science. This comet is like, I did a little bit of research for it. Nobody ever mentions how far away the comet is in their article, which...
No, how far away is it? I actually have never looked.
I forget the actual figure, but if you... It's about half the distance that Jupiter is from us.
It's a pretty good distance.
Yeah, it's pretty close, but I'm pretty sure when it goes farther away, it's like Neptune.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, yeah, because it's not a perfect orbit.
It's super elliptical. Yeah. It's crazy. But so the main purpose of this, are we calling it a robot or a probe, or what are we calling
Rover,
this?
I don't know.
I'd rather call it a probe.
Okay.
I think. But so they're going to the reason they want to land on a comet is because it originated most likely out of our solar system. That's where all the material is coming from. So we're just looking for stuff that is like primordial? Is that that's a word?
Yeah.
The primordial stuff of solar systems. Mm. That's what
relatively,
it's kind of...
Relatively, anyways.
Yeah, which we're not getting this probe back.
Okay, oh,
right?
No, I don't think they ever intended on it.
Okay, because I don't know. It was maybe they would have tried, but,
yeah.
You know, it would have been great to have some comet rocks, because all we have is moon rocks, which, why can't... I can't wait
until... You could always shoot some back. It'd burn up on atmosphere, or unless they shot it to a capture thing on the ISS.
That'd be fun.
That'd be cool.
The ISS just has a giant fishnet, but it's made out of, like, diamonds.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, some sort of, like, you know, gel bead thing.
Yeah.
So, like, it hits it, kind of like how they do for ballistics testing.
Oh, it'd have to be really thick, though, because, like, well, it depends on how the...
Well, it depends on the velocity that you shoot it at. It just may take forever for it to get there.
Yeah, well, it took 10 years for this probe to get there, number one, because it was doing all these, like, crazy loops around, like,
slingshots.
Like, Earth and Mars and 4 years of nothing. Hey, here's an asteroid we're just going to do a cookie around, and then, phew, it landed on the comet. No, but the comet is traveling at 80,000 miles an hour right now, so I don't know if ballistics gel would be
Well, no, I wasn't saying like a ballistics gel, but...
Yeah, we'd have to come up with something new.
Yeah, unless you want to wait 20 years for it to get shot back.
I'm not that patient for my comet rocks. I want my comet rocks now!
You can just get pieces of comets that actually, or asteroids that break up when they enter the atmosphere.
Yeah, but everyone else has those already. Like, I'd have to, like, camp out at the Bonneville salt flats. Just chilling, waiting for a shooting star, and then I'm like, ew, I found one! Let's see if it left anything over here! And then I gotta drive, like, 5 miles to find nothing. So
that's all the further you think you'll have to drive? That's pretty good accuracy.
Five
miles for something from space?
I don't know, it's... The voice I affected implied that I may not have the best judgment when it comes to falling space rocks.
Okay.
So, judge that how you will.
Okay.
No, but that's like a common thing, is it's a bunch... a lot of people find little tiny... Oh,
yeah. Meteorite bits.
Yeah, in the Bonneville salt flats. Oh, like, yeah. The best place for it. Which just makes me want to go all the more. Also to lick the ground, because I hear you can just do that.
Yeah, I'd want to go there and just drive something really, really fast.
Yep, that, which you need a permit or anything?
I think you just have to pay a fee to go there. It's like a track day at a racetrack.
Oh, okay.
You just pay a fee entry, and you run as long as you want to.
Okay, well...
I think.
But it's not like a pre-set up track. They've just got a bunch of tents in the middle of it, and then they're just like, go nuts, and then you do.
Yep.
All right.
You have to rent something with a good, really good power and everything.
Yeah, like... I think it'd be fun to drive an electric car out there.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, just... yeah. Has anybody driven a Tesla on the Bonneville Salt Flats yet?
I'd imagine so.
I would hope so, because if you're not taking advantage of that now, I'm going to.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't know if you can rent Teslas yet.
I don't think so. I do want... I would like to buy one someday.
Oh, yeah. Man, when they actually become mainstream.
And, you know, cheap.
Yeah.
Well, cheaper.
Yeah.
Isn't, because I think there was something, we talked about this on the show a couple weeks ago, about, I think it was Nevada, or some state was getting some sort of subsidy to do a bunch of research into making the batteries, which are the most expensive parts, considerably cheaper.
I don't remember if it was Nevada, but...
It was some state in the middle of the...
Somewhere over there.
Yeah, somewhere in that general area.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in that, you know, lower quarter of America.
The prices for the whole car right now is just over $100,000.
So the Model S?
Well, I'm just looking at the thing that came up. Starting at, for the Roadster.
Oh, no, that's the two-door coupe. The Model S, I thought, started around 50.
Oh, well, if I click on this, will it tell me? 94,000? Wait, what did you say?
The Model S.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm looking at.
Huh, P85 Plus?
I don't know. It's just truecar.com. It's like, pricing information for your area? Maybe we can do that.
I don't know. I thought I saw something. I don't know.
Oh, wait. These aren't... Stop this. I think this whole site is just a giant ad, and I'm going to leave it now. well, shouldn't it show it, like, on their website? What am I doing?
That's what I'm looking up Tesla Motors right now.
Oh, okay. I found... I don't know. I just... I found something that says anywhere from 70,000 to 93,000. Boy, that's a nice small window. Thank you, Internet. When I need you most, you let me down.
Yeah.
What's up with you, man?
Are you talking about me or the Internet?
Yeah.
not much, but no. I think the Teslas are really cool.
They are. Oh, my God. It's all the wrong reasons to want to buy a car, but it's electric.
But all the right ones at the same time.
Yeah.
You're saving the environment, but it's also a super geek's car.
It's so great. I want Indiana Jones to drive one. I don't know why. Like, if we just... We don't want any future. We don't want any more Indiana Jones movies.
No.
But it should be... Like, if you get the car into a movie, is that... Would you just see that as, like, a super... Just pander advertisement, or would you be like, yeah?
No, I definitely see it as that.
Okay,
that's,
cool.
Because that's my thoughts with Aston Martin.
And by the way, that yeah is followed by two finger guns pointing at the screen.
Ah,
that's what I'm.
Yeah,
doing.
No, I can think of two examples. Obviously, Aston Martin in James Bond movies.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely makes you want one.
Mm-hmm. But it was like, but all cars and movies are ads, though. Really?
Yeah, they pay and donate those cars in order to be in the movies,
mm-hmm.
which is how Aston Martin got saved in 1964.
Was by James Bond.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Aston Martin was teetering towards the edge of bankruptcy.
That's cool.
And when they had...
Wait, no, it's not cool. They were teetering towards bankruptcy. Yeah.
Basically, they were not doing very well financially at all. Okay. And so they donated one of the DB5s to the Bond movies. Or actually, they donated three. One to use for stunts and et cetera.
So this is a really big dice roll.
Yeah, they donated three. Two were for promos and one was for stunts and whatnot. So if you screwed up and wrecked your stunt car, you're out of luck.
Stunts is synonymous for complete destruction.
Yeah, they didn't expect to get that one back.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And then after that movie came out, sales for Aston Martins went through the roof.
Nice.
With the people that could afford one anyways.
Yeah, it's the trick is, it's kind of a two-way street because... You're taking a gamble putting your car in the movie in the first place, but you may not necessarily have a guarantee that it's a good movie you're putting this car in.
That too.
Like if you go ahead and sink your car into the Star Wars prequels, I don't know why I settled on that.
Yeah.
Maybe I could have thought of a better example that isn't Indiana Jones 4, because why would I even think of that idea? That's not a thing, guys.
If you're, you know, say GM, because they put a lot of their vehicles in the Transformers movies.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why they're going under.
Yeah. Transformers, what? They had two Transformers movies come out, and...
Yeah! Let's blame it all on I'm so for this idea.
And then they went bankrupt. They had, you know, remember the government had to bail them out?
When? Okay. Let's do some research. Okay,
because the financial class was in 08. The first Transformers movie, I thought, came out in about that same time.
The first Transformers? Is that what we're going to pin it on, or the second one?
Because... Well, let's start with the first one, because that should have boosted sales a lot, because that one was...
Oh, man. Dude. Okay, what? So first Transformers movie was 2007, very next year. So... We found the... It's all connected.
Michael Bay caused the financial collapse. I'm just kidding. The recession is caused by Michael Bay.
Okay, hold on. I got something perfect for this. Okay, so we figured out the connection.
That's horrible, but...
Transformers promoted a great multitude of GM products in their first film, which was released in 2007, produced by Michael Bay.
Is this the 48 directed. Hours of Dateline thing?
This is the X-Files theme.
Oh, I've never seen the X-Files still.
Come
on. I'm working on it.
I'm going to make a list for you.
I know. I have a list going too.
But anyway, back to the conspiracy.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
No, everybody saw Transformers was like, no.
They decided, hell no. Next year, GM goes bankrupt. Coincidence? Or is it all connected? Is Michael Bay Illuminati?
Because it always comes back to that in conspiracies.
Which, looking back on the X-Files series, I don't believe the Illuminati was mentioned just at
all.
Do
you all. Want
to believe? Do I? In the Illuminati?
No.
Or the aliens?
And I was playing the tagline. Okay. You're saying you don't believe.
Oh.
You kill the joke if you have to explain
I know. Sometimes it's funny when you explain the joke, though.
That's true, too.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah.
Here? Probably, yeah.
Yeah, but, most likely.
But, no, I don't remember Mulder or anybody ever mentioning the Illuminati in that movie. That movie. Dumb series. I think there's two X-Files movies.
At least one. I know there's at least one.
Yeah, I watched the one where, do you care?
Mildly, but go ahead. I don't care.
Scully was in an alien spaceship in the movie.
Okay. I think I've heard that before.
For a brief period of time. I think it was either her or Mulder, but wow, yeah, let's just get super vague, and then you have no idea what the spoiler is.
That works.
But, yeah, I don't remember them mentioning the Illuminati, which I think is a good, good on you for not immediately going to that pool.
Yeah.
You came up with your own ideas for the conspiracies to come up. Sure, most of them revolved around aliens, but aliens are cool, and people really latch onto that stuff.
Were you... Mild spoilers ahead for Interstellar, so if you haven't seen it yet...
Oh, yeah. Skip forward 2 minutes?
Probably. Less than that? I just was a quick question about it.
Okay.
Spoiler as follows. Were you disappointed there were no aliens in Interstellar?
No. No, I wasn't.
I wasn't either. I was probably good. I feel like if there were aliens, I would have been like... It would have taken me out of it, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if it turned out that... I'm trying not to get into super spoilery, but if it turned out that the whole fifth dimension thing was aliens, then, I would have been like, okay.
Yeah, that would
you better be super awesome.
Yeah.
But like,
it would have taken a lot for it to have redeemed itself if there were aliens.
Yeah, but if you just show up like in like in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, you see the actual aliens for maybe all of 3 minutes.
And then they're gone.
And then they're gone. Like, all that buildup for them coming out of their awesome city skyscraper ship, and you just get to watch them do, like, one bit of sign language and touch some dude's kneecaps for, like, the rest of the bit, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, mostly for him. We're done with the Interstellar spoilers, yeah, by the way.
Mashed Potato Mountain.
Yeah, this it means something. I'd done that with my mashed potatoes too. Mm-hmm. Nobody noticed. Like, I didn't call attention to it, but I was just like doing it because, yep, I saw this in a movie, and nom. It was fun. Yeah, but that was a pretty impressive sculpture that he made in that. I wonder if, like, there's no way he did it himself.
No, definitely.
I want to believe that he did. X-Files reference.
Or it wasn't really potatoes that they made it out of.
No, I mean the big one.
Oh.
You've seen it, right? No. Oh, okay. Well, like, as the movie goes on, there's no spoilers for this anyway, because it's like 30 years old.
Yeah, it's definitely well past its statute.
He's like, he starts out small trying to make the mountain. Like, first he thinks he sees it in a pile of shaving cream, and he's like not even putting it on it. Like, he puts some of it on his face and he gets more, and he's all like, oh, this is kind of weird. And then he steps up to mashed potatoes, and then he starts like drawing it on paper, and eventually he comes to the point where like he's taking all these household appliances and he's like shoveling a bunch of dirt in his window and stealing some lady's wire fence to keep her chickens in her backyard, and he's like using all these materials to make this huge like diorama of this mountain, and it looks really good. Like, it's made out of like garbage can and mud and like broccoli and sticks and stuff, but it looks pretty cool. It's I think it like gave him a sense of closure in terms of trying to get the image out of his head, I guess.
Yeah.
Man, there's a way I could have gone with images in people's heads that involves that TV show that you haven't seen. I know you haven't. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Nope.
It's so good though.
I'm getting there eventually.
But when? It's a Marvel Universe thing. You got to get caught up before Avengers 2.
I plan to.
Yeah, you that's April, right?
I thought it was May.
May?
It's first Friday of May.
Age of Ultron. Yeah, no. Can we get tickets now? I just want to.
I don't know. Probably. But.
You said you were doing things tonight. Do they involve seeing Nightcrawler?
No.
Okay. Just wondering about
why were you
that? No. I just want to hear from somebody I know who's seen it.
I know. I want to see it, but no, not tonight.
No, I can't see it tonight either. I have things to do.
Mm-hmm.
If I can not pull myself into the wonderful land of the internet that isn't my schoolwork. Like, if I can just completely, like, that's what happened to me yesterday. I had, like, maybe 12 tabs open. Two of them were school-related. So, yay me! I'm getting better.
Yeah.
I'm cutting back. Age of Ultron is May 1st.
Oh, it falls on the 1st again.
Yeah, that's...
Didn't the first Avengers fall on the 1st as well?
Probably. I remember, man,
I thought it was May 1st or something like that.
That was still the best premiere I've gone to.
Because you saw the thing where it showed Captain America and Thor right before it, didn't you?
No, we didn't sit through that whole thing.
Oh.
Turns out that they couldn't do that.
Mm.
They were planning on doing it. There was the idea that they were going to...
The build-up.
Yep, they were going to... Like, over the space of a couple days, the theater was going to be playing Marvel-related movies that in the order of the universe canon. They were going to line them all up, and then over the course of a couple days, you could watch all of them. But apparently that got nixed by Marvel's lawyers, so they were like, okay, I guess you get to watch just the Avengers. But it was still...
Well, it was May 4th that the original Avengers came out.
Man, they are on a schedule. They know where they're going, man.
Yeah, they're on a very big schedule. They've already got it planned out for the next, 3-4 years?
Yeah, which did we even, like, bring up their schedule? We talked about the DC one, but not Marvel's.
I don't think we brought up Marvel's, because DC came out with it as a response to Marvel's, I think.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, so Marvel and spoilers.
No, I think Marvel was after DC.
I thought, okay, whatever.
But I don't know.
I know Marvel said, hey, we got movies coming out these days. And then DC's like, hey, these are the movies that are coming out these days. And then Marvel's like, okay, fine, we'll tell you what movies they are. Get over it.
Let's see. I'm trying to see if I can find a...
Because I know Marvel, before DC did their announcement, they announced that they have movies coming out these days. They didn't tell people what they were.
Yeah.
But they told, hey, we got movies coming out here, so don't try and compete with us or we'll destroy you.
Yep. It was a really intense stare down that was going on corporate-wise.
But. Yeah. But I know one of the next ones that's going to come out is going to be Captain America.
Looking through here.
I think that's one of the next ones that comes out.
Third Captain America is May 6th, but that's in 2016.
Right.
That's going to be a while. They're redoing Fantastic Four all over again.
But that's not Marvel.
Fox
owns those rights.
Yeah, no. But it's listed as Fox here.
Oh, okay.
But I guess...
I meant like actual Marvel Studios.
Oh, okay. Limiting my looking at this to just Marvel, I guess.
Yeah, they got Civil War, Captain America.
Yep, Ant-Man.
Which, that'll be good.
Ant-Man's next year?
Oh, really?
I forgot about that. July 17th.
Huh.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
And then they got, I forget what's after that. Then Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is 2017, like the first week of May.
July 28th. July. I'm trying to find a better timeline here, but it wasn't Marvel movie timeline, I guess. Or maybe I shouldn't be searching timeline. Maybe I should be just searching some new superhero movies between now and 2020. This is probably better. Okay. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. So we got May 6th. Okay, this can't be right.
What?
Oh, because this little thing here says...
I'm pretty sure I've got, like, the actual thing.
Okay, go for it.
Here. Okay, so do you want to start off with, like, 2015?
Sure.
Okay, Age of Ultron happens May 1st. We got to do this fast.
Yeah,
oh, crap. Then May 1st, 2015, then July 17th, Ant-Man. Then next is Fantastic Four, August 7th. Moving into 2016, Deadpool is happening February 12th. Just, yeah, I'm so happy. You want me to stick to just Marvel, right?
Well, no, just go through them.
Okay. I'm doing just Marvel. Okay. Then May 6th, 2016 is Captain America Civil War. Then May 27th, X-Men Apocalypse. Yeah. August 5th, Suicide Squad, which, I think that's DC, actually.
That's DC.
Whoops, I don't know. Doctor Strange, November 4th.
Which they finally got somebody for that.
Cumberbatch!
It took him long enough, good lord.
This is such a good pick,
though.
Oh,
it is, quite honestly.
Great pull. Sinister Six DC?
That's going to be Sony, because it's Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, shoot. Okay, yeah, so that's November 11th. 2017, March 3rd is the third Wolverine movie. It says Wolverine 3, but, like, what are the first two? What's that supposed to be about?
I don't know.
It doesn't tell me here. Okay, then May 5th, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. That's not right. Okay, the second Fantastic Four movie. That's Fox again.
Yeah. Are they really trying to match it up on the same day as Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
No. Guardians of the Galaxy is May 5th. Fantastic Four is July 14th.
Okay, good. That's good to space that out.
They know better. That would have been... There's like some intern somewhere freaking out right now.
So basically what to summarize all this is basically there's going to be a comic book movie coming out every like 2 to 3 months for the next... 4 years,
which is exactly what we wanted. Sure, we may be playing into a hive mind that's perpetrated by corporate puppets, but hey, at least we're entertained.
Exactly.
That's all we really care
about. And then the new Avengers, starting with Avengers 3 and 4, is dun dun dun.
Oh, the Infinity War one.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the first part of that, because they're splitting it into two movies. Infinity War.
Which means it will probably be pretty good.
Yeah.
Because that means they can stretch out the epicness.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Which I'm wondering, like, there's a lot of space in between part one of this Infinity War thing and part two of it. Are the other Marvel movies that are happening in between that time, are they going to be like, is like part two going to fade in and be all like 3 years later because there was like a whole bunch of other movies?
I don't know. Actually, that's interesting.
Nobody's told me. We have no idea. This is all pure speculation, but we're getting movies about people we care about that are imaginary, but it's still awesome. Which I wonder how the other Superman movies are going to turn out.
I don't know.
But whatever. We'll I've kind of wanted to watch rewatch Man of Steel again.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, just to get a refresher, really. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFRadio. We're also TGIF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because we're not and we want you to at TGIFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links for iTunes and RSS are at TGIFradio.com. Anything you want to say before we shut this thing down?
Better Once Brought episode reminder, hoverboards coming September 2015.
Yep, we have a much more rigid definition of what a hoverboard is, and we are not there yet.
Nope.
Sorry.
Working on it.
Right, we'll be back next week, right?
I believe so.
It's not Thanksgiving, right?
Nope.
Okay, yeah, I get things wrong a lot of times. But that week, we will be doing it at my place.
Make again. A marker. It's the first time he's ever admitted that.
What?
That you get things wrong.
Dead. No, edit that. we'll edit that out. All right, we'll be back next week. Party on.